Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was so much fun to talk to Kevin Harlan. That man's awesome. So we are happy to do so. If you missed it, you can go to the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app and you can check it out. We talked about the Bears at 10 and 10:20, then got into Cubs at 10:45 and 11, and now we're here.
What? Why are you shaking your head?
Because when she said that, it reminded me that you volunteered me to go out and run out on the field and get arrested.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Have to spend a night in jail.
Let's be honest. Like, of all of us here,
why is it just one night?
I think it's Robbie. I think Robbie's the most obvious candidate.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
Would you guys pay the fine?
No.
How much is it?
That's right.
It's probably several $1,000s.
Let's do it.
Imagine.
The first Raheemy Grody bit.
Mitch, can you get that?
And you'd have to continue the bit, Marshall, because your one call would have to wait to be in the window between 10 and 2 Central Time to us.
We're putting this show on the map, man. You know
Robbie
how we're doing
DC.
It? This show's getting arrested.
This is such an antiquated, like, this is in the era of the Jerky Boys, the radio bit like
What's
this.
What's that? One of the great radio bits that occurred at the Score, there was a gentleman who I call a friend that used to work here. His name was Nick Shepkowski. He used to be Sheppy Shep. What up, Shep? What up, Ash? Talking to y'all. He had to, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, somebody can correct me on this. Ray, you got to help me out with this. Didn't he wear like a thong down Michigan Avenue? Like,
oh,
right?
God.
Yeah, I think that sounds...
Down Lake Street near Michigan.
That sounds
Why?
About right.
Yeah, something that Mac probably made him do would be my guess. Mac was weird like that. He had him... Yeah.
The Mac era.
Yeah, that's a very Mac thing to do to want to see Shep with less clothes. Huh?
Wow.
That was a thing that happened.
The way you just
for
said
the content.
The look on your faces. You guys
are, the fact I had to look thong up in our system.
Look it up. Look it up. Nick Shepkowski.
It's not there, but.
Thong, the thong, thong, thong. Cisco.
Let me see that.
Thong, the thong,
you
thong, thong.
You want to
see it? No, I'm just, saying the words.
Somebody texted in and said they keep like hearing that in their head and laughing about it. That the failed bit was not so failed after all, out of Carl in Antioch.
We sent it to New York. We reviewed the audio, and it turned out it was a good, hilarious, not hilarious call.
That happens. That does happen.
It happened.
I originally brought up this segment to ask what I felt like we've learned about the division this week. And I think that Marshall is excited. You're excited about tonight's game because of what we learned about the division this week.
He also said during the break, guys, don't worry. The Bears are going to win. Without backing it up, just said the Bears. He just all of a sudden he got this feeling, this aura.
No, I've had the feeling all day. We just haven't gotten. I realized during the break that we didn't designate a segment to make predictions.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
We can do it right now.
Go ahead, Marshall.
Also, the Lions
tell us why
and Chiefs
the Bears are going to win.
That first touchdown play not being a touchdown was a buzzkill. Then they lost, boo.
Buzz Killington.
Every time I see the Green Bay Packers on the field, I lament the fact that the Dallas Cowboys could not find a way to win the game.
As do I.
Because that just would change this entire context of how we look at the division. If they were 3-2 instead of 3-1-1.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And Detroit, even though they lost, they are still 4-2. Minnesota on the bye, right? No game? No game for them? Am I missing?
Unless they're playing later tonight. Are you saying the division is not as strong as we thought it was?
I'm saying the entire NFL is not as orderly as we thought it might have been.
I agree with that.
And I think that, you know, we could start with the 1-5 Ravens and we can work our ways to Mark Grody's very much just emotional and illogical idea that the Pittsburgh Steelers were not going to be good.
Yeah.
The Jaguars are 4-2.
The Jaguars are 4-2.
A lot of season to go. My God, do narratives change in the NFL? Like, what you see in the beginning is often not what you see in the end of
the season.
And
maybe that was the rarity in that we expected that division was going to be really good last year, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's not really doing that. I can't call it on Minnesota.
Well, I think Carson Wentz is like the perfect guy to have as the backup that may never relinquish the backup role this season. If we're being honest about JJ McCarthy's play.
I don't think he gets benched if he's heavy or if he's healthy. I don't think JJ's benched.
You said coach, but he could be Wally Pipped.
That coach you think would give up on a cheap rookie contract quarterback?
I'm not saying give up, just delay it because
I don't know about that. Kevin O'Connell, man.
What did Atlanta do when they went to Minnesota?
Up.
Wait, the same team that she doesn't want to see tonight. She has no interest in watching tonight. What did the Falcons do when they went to Minnesota? They destroyed them. They destroyed the Vikings. And I think Carson Wentz in place gives them a much higher baseline than J.J. McCarthy does for the rest of the season. Hey, I'm praying for J.J. McCarthy to get back in there and do his thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted is for JJ McCarthy to be healthy. If that was the plan all along or the possibility, then they would have kept Sam Darnold. They would have had to pay him.
I think
if that were the case where for a second year they didn't think that they had the dude, knowing what the risk was going to be for the reward later this season,
it's a waste.
I think they would have done more to try to keep Sam Darnold.
I'm not saying that Carson Wentz is the answer in Minnesota. I'm just saying him playing right now alleviates having to go through some growing pains that whenever he does start to play games, JJ McCarthy, several in a row, he's going to have to go through more growing pains. And I think that's going to be a thing that keeps the Minnesota Vikings from being able to contend for a playoff spot. But overall, what I learned this past week is that, one, maybe it says more about the Kansas City Chiefs than it does the Detroit Lions what happened yesterday.
That's the thing. We are, you know, I proclaimed it. I felt like this has been my formula in the AFC now for many years, and perhaps that because it's been for many years, that's why it's flawed. But you know what my formula is? Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. Well, Chiefs and Ravens are not holding up the end of the bargain. We knew it was only a matter of time for the Chiefs, right? People thought this at this time last year, that we were starting to see the decline. They still ended up making it to a Super Bowl. The other part of this that I think breaks everybody's brains a little bit is the 17-game season. A lot of the historical reliance that we have on stats, you can't rely on them as much because 0-2 is not as bad. 0-2 is not as bad historically in the NFL as it used to be, for example. And I feel the same way about your record. Like, we are looking at a Ravens team that, yes, is only got one win to its record. You know, it's outrageous to me that they're 1-5. But do you think they're completely out of the playoffs yet? I don't. Because that's how the modern NFL is now.
I'll tell you this. If they lose that next game, two things will be true.
Yeah, the cliff is steep and quick, but you're not off of it yet.
You know who they play next, right?
I hadn't looked at the schedule. Oh, well, it's the
that
Bears.
That would be your Chicago Bears.
I was like, wait a second, it's the Bears.
Yeah. So if they
and
lose that game.
And that's at home for them.
Yeah. But, you know, and everybody expects Lamar Jackson to be good because it's the bye week. Mm. But I think if the Bears win tonight.
But you're right. Like, when we don't know who the Ravens are, we don't necessarily know who the Chiefs are. we're trying to see who's taking their place. You know, we're seeing a Bucks team, I think, get a lot of credit now on the AFC, on the NFC side. Like, this is changing a bit from what we know it to be.
Read that breaking news sounder real quick.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Ian Rappaport says, sources, after a brutal start to the season, the Titans have fired coach Brian Callahan.
Uh-oh. Ryan Porth.
Where's Porth?
Sorry, Porth.
Porth.
A resident Titans fan.
I can't believe it.
I can believe it.
Can't believe it.
The Raiders kind of just took them out back.
So we
and
did
beat
hear
them
it after all. Callahan was 4-19 as the Titans head coach.
Is that bad?
It doesn't sound good.
Huh.
Yeah. Callie's out. That's it.
1-5 this season were the
Callie.
Titans.
Callie. Going back to Callie.
And remember how they won their one game at Arizona?
I don't think so.
Going back to Callie? No one's going back to Callie.
Back to Callie.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's actually, yo, I don't think so.
Yo,
let's,
I don't
let's
think
do
so.
Let's do it right.
Don't give Mark too many lyrics.
No, don't. That no, goes. That's why I was like, I was pointing to Layla. You
he
do
did,
it.
He did one recently that was also patently incorrect. What was it?
During the break?
Oh, you said bring in the clowns.
Oh, yeah. Bring in the clowns.
Send.
Oh, wait, hold on. Send them in. Don't bring them in. Send them in.
There's like four words and you got one of them wrong.
I did.
It's okay.
No, goodness. You know what? He doesn't get wrong. You know what the man nails every single time?
Ripping your pillow down.
That too. But you know what else he does correct? And you don't doubt him ever when he goes to Hallis Hall. Let's go inside the locker room. Let's hear from Ben Johnson. We do it next with Raheem Harris and Grody on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.